Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to go there and use it to your advantage. Use it all you want. If you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And we got lots of stuff that will you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can take the poll question. Every week, we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Simon Mannering is our guest. Simon, am I saying your last name correctly?
You are, and that's actually one of the rare occasions. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
With a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correctly. But it's not spelled that way, folks. I want to spell it for you because you might be wanting to Google him. Mainwaring. It looks like Mainwaring, but he pronounces it Mannering. But that's how it is if you're Googling him. The book is called We First. WeFirstBook.com is the website. Simon, let's talk a little bit about this social media thing and how it's it, you think that it's improving the world, how we can improve the world by the new relationships that we have with our customers. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Well, I think for a long time, as you said earlier on, I think we used media, you know, the power of television and print and radio to almost manipulate what people think, by telling them what to buy, what to wear, what was cool. But now, after 2008 and the big, you know, global economic meltdown and the recession that followed and a lot of the behavior, the same behavior that's continued on Wall Street and so on, there's a lot of distrust by consumers out there. And the big sort of companies, PR companies like Edelman, bear this out. You know, their research shows that consumers mm-hmm. are very distrustful of brands. And so really there's a shift back towards, show us what you mean, show us what you stand for, and show us that you actually are accountable for what you say you're doing. And I think, you know, even the news of the world scandal going on right now is an example of that.
Yeah. You know, another thing, Simon, it's not just about the products we buy and the businesses we do business with, but there's also an increasing shift towards what's called ethical investing. More and more people are demanding that the companies companies they invest in, they actually do some research to see what kind of corporate citizens these companies are, and if they don't meet their standards, they don't invest in them.
No, it's true, and it's both ends of the equation because, you know, shareholders are putting on their hat as stakeholders in society and saying, well, actually, we don't want you to build short-term profits at the expense of the long-term well-being of ourselves or society
right.
at large. And
right.
I think that they say that in the context of a disappearing middle class here in America and so many people on food stamps and below the government-set poverty line. And then they're also saying, you know, if you want to get the PR buzz of saying that you're doing good things, you better be able to show it and stand behind what you're saying. And the marketplace is starting to reward that. There are new measures out there where the large mutual funds and a lot of the financial firms are starting to create, you know, classes that it's called the socially responsible investing category, which allows consumers to know that they're putting their money in companies that are actually consciously sort of socially responsible. They think of the environment.
Simon, let me throw something out there that's been one of the burrs under my blanket that I think is going to have to go by the wayside because of what you just said, and that is the 90-day conference call, the quarterly conference call. If a major corporation has to operate their business with fealty to what an analyst thinks you're going to do every quarter, you cannot accomplish what you just said in terms of being socially responsible, being, you know, looking from a holistic standpoint, is what we're doing good for everybody. If you've got to operate your business so that you can drive a stock price every 90 days, that those two just don't work together. What do you think?
And that is so true on two levels. Firstly, you know, consumers now are expecting that from brands. yet nothing's going to change because brands' incentive schemes haven't changed. They have to, you know, their stock options are vested on the basis of meeting those analyst projections. Even if they vest like 5 years out, they get awarded on that basis. So the only way to impact a company is to impact their bottom line, because that's still their key motivator, understandably. So unless we leverage our purchasing power as consumers, and unless we make our voices heard out there through social media, it's unrealistic that things would change. That said, in some companies in Europe now, they're getting new measures of compensation for boards of directors. Some companies are saying, you're going to get a bonus based on the reduction of the carbon footprint of the company. So there are new metrics out there rather than purely...
And you can't measure that in 90 days. So I hope that all the things that you're talking about, and social media is helping to drive this, these communities that are being built, I hope that this is causing major corporations to think more long-term. And when they do, Simon, they'll be better corporate citizens. They'll be better employers. They'll treat their people better long-term. And I agree with you. I think it'll make for a better world.
It will, and it'll make people want to stay longer. They'll feel better about working there. There'll be better productivity. You'll be a company where people want to work at. And that's one of the great challenges for brands out there or companies is, how do we make sure we're a place where the top talent wants to come?
Yep.
And these values propositions, as you say, are increasingly important, not because we've changed, but because we now all realize through the internet and social media how much trouble we're in.
Right.
And so fixing those problems is more important to us.
I agree. Hey, Simon, I got to wrap it up. Simon Mannering, the book is called We First. Simon, thanks for being here. Will you come back another day?
I will, Jim. Thank you. And thanks to everyone for listening. And thanks for reading We First. And you can find it at wefirstbook.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.